They were called by many the greatest rock and roll party band ever. The group Faces was formed in 1969 when members of the mod rock band Small Faces and the Jeff Beck Group got together. The British troupe frequently toured America. Although some members of Faces achieved fame on their own, the group itself remains relatively unknown. But a new box set could change that. Music critic Milo Miles has a review.
You know Faces even if you've never heard the band. The drummer, Kenny Jones, had the thankless but exciting job of trying to replace the whirlwind Keith Moon in The Who. The guitarist, Ron Wood, has been the only person to hang on as second picker for the Rolling Stones. And the singer, this Rod Stewart guy, didn't he have a hit, Do You Think I'm Sexy? Yeah. The bassist was Ronnie Lane, probably the finest overlooked player and songwriter of the first generation of British rockers. Finally, the keyboardist, Ian McLagan, is a hugely respected session man, though one of his finest achievements of late is putting together the Faces box set, Five Guys Walk Into a Bar. The song Stay With Me was their only hit in the U.S., but Faces' real accomplishment was perfecting rock and roll party ambience. At the start, as McLagan says, they had no direction, just influences. They sounded most like the Rolling Stones, but like all the mid-period Stones albums played together, blues, soul, folk, and pure rock. The secret was to be as offhand as possible and on target just enough, particularly in concert. Faces literally set up a bar on stage and quaffed drinks throughout the show. But it was more of a prop than sodden legend would have it. A Faces performance was part circus, part cabaret, part sock hop, and yes, part pub crawl. The four LPs released in the band's lifetime mostly wobbled all over the place. Not this box. With brilliant programming of live shots, vivid rehearsals, and their best studio work, McLagan keeps four CDs rolling along the edge of lunacy without falling off. He displays a group whose feel for each other perfectly matched their feel for the diverse material. Best of all, Five Guys Walk Into a Bar solves the Rod Stewart problem. Here at Last is a Faces set where he sounds like a terrific, gregarious frontman rather than a superstar stuck with some mates in the off hours. Ron Wood gets a proper showcase for his spiky slide guitar. And most important, those who don't know him will get to meet Ronnie Lane, the big, sensitive heart of Faces. Because he wasn't much of a vocalist, Lane didn't get to sing enough of his own songs, and he came to feel they weren't featured enough, period. As opposed to the preening, pouting studs and revelers in most Faces songs, Lane's characters are British everyfolk. He presents guys that are sly, vulnerable, escape artist lovers, and generous ruffians. Faces Pub would have been a bleak place without Lane, and he deserves to be better known. If I had to pick a hit Faces never had but should have, it would be Lane's Ooh La La.
Poor old granddad, I laughed at all his words. I thought he was a bitter man. He spoke of women's ways. The trap you'd and the use you before you even know. For love is blind and you're far too kind. Don't ever let it show. I wish that I knew what I know now. When I was younger, I wish that I knew what I know now. When I was stronger, the can't search.
The five guys walk into a bar box includes testimonials from 70s punks and modern rock bands. But Faces should be recognized not for who they influenced, but for themselves. And as another wonderful example of how American roots music and British theatrical flair enriched each other.
Milo Miles is a contributing writer to Rolling Stone. He reviewed Five Guys Walk Into a Bar, the new retrospective box set by the British group Faces, produced by Faces keyboardist Ian McLagan. I recently spoke with Ian McLagan. We'll feature that interview next week on Fresh Air. For Terry Gross, I'm Dave Davies.